Audio Boo.
Hi, Audio Boo.
You're going to have to get a little closer because they had trouble hearing you the last
time. Oh. Hi!
There you go. So today is Shannon's last day, and we are very sad.
Aww.
But she'll be coming back like a bad habit.
Exactly.
So, Twitter, as Shannon is playing I Associate, which is a lot better than what I was currently doing. There is a woman who has a blog, and every Sunday she posts what is called WTFkery. So WTFkery. And
that is because she's allergic to the letter U.
Oh, is she?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that apparently she is, because is the only letter she is missing.
But we still like you, Katie.
Not that you're listening.
I know. But so there, and I will be retweeting the link, because as Shannon often feels, if I have to torture her, and
y'all have to suffer too.
So and in fact, this is much better being able to torment her in person, because she can't just skip over the DMs that I would usually have sent her or conveniently ignore my mail.
I would never do that.
Okay, you said that a little too innocently. So this week's WTFkery features two very disturbing things. One of which I thought was disturbing until I read the second disturbing thing. One is that someone decided to write some Peter Pan BDSM fan fiction where Peter and Wendy are all grown up, and Wendy is writing hot BDSM tales, and I will be reading that story shortly, or skimming through it, because I like that kind of disturbed stuff. The second one is that there is apparently a Justin Bieber blow-up sex doll, except it is not called Justin Bieber. It is Just-N-Beaver. And with the line, this doll has waited 18 long years to stick his little dicky in something sticky. And it goes on from there. Like, it really gets a lot worse. It does not, in fact, get any better. And the synopsis is full of cray cray. And then Shannon was like, well, you would buy that. And I was like, no, I wouldn't. I would not buy that doll. Never. And then I started thinking that if I had the means, I actually would buy that doll for one for one reason, and one reason only. I would buy that doll because as a kid, I loved blowing up balloons and then letting them go without tying the knot in it, so it would zip across the room. But think of the amount of air that would need to be used in a Justin Bieber doll. And then I could take it outside, and those neighbors who like to wake me up at 5 in the morning, I could just wait until one of them opens their door, and then I could unleash the beeve. And there, I have this visual in my head of it going whilst I'm gleefully singing, baby, 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 oh. And I could not encapsulate all of that in 140 characters, and so I felt like a voice treat.
So you needed an audio boo.
I did, because I couldn't feel like I could give that a lot of credence, there's just some things that cannot be understood in text.
And Lester has taken to making out with me. I'm a little disturbed by this.
Yes, Lester likes the ladies. So anyhow, thank you. Briley, I know Briley is disturbed. She listens to every one of our audio bees, and I know that if the Care Bear fan fiction that we sent her, well, that I sent her, disturbed her, I know that she is probably cringing right now. But I want you to know that I'm thinking about you, Briley. And Mama Shaz, Shannon, sorry.
I am. I'm very sorry. I didn't take it away from her fast enough.
I am also semi-sorry.
No, you're not.
I am. Anyway, we're leaving.
Bye.
Bye.